Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 536. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things this week with a track from my favorite Minneapolis-based garage rock cover band, that's B.B. Galini. The track is called Hipsville 29BC, I Need Help, and it's on a new five-song digital EP called East Side Story that just came out last week, November 27th, on Rum Bar Records. Originally, that was just a two-song vinyl 7-inch on Ramo Records, but three new digital-only tracks have been added, and I guess it's all part of a lead-up for a full-length that's supposed to be coming out on Rum Bar Records in early 2021. That track there originally was by The Sparkles. I think four of the five tracks on that EP are covers, with the eponymous lead track there, East Side Story, being a Bob Seger cover from his early days. Anyway, we made it through a holiday weekend. Congratulations. And I guess this is Cyber Monday. Oh, man, that's the only way we got to shop this year, isn't it? Well, think of me kindly. We've got lots of music this week. I've got nine tracks to try to fit in here, so I guess I should keep going. Here's a track from Kansas City band Doomsday. It's called Living on the Roof.
Instead of letting her
welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from High Water Marks, that band now based out of Grua in Norway. How's that? Yeah, huh? Grua? Anyway, the song is called Satellite, and it's on the new album Ecstasy Rhymes. Came out November 13th on Minty Fresh Records. That band led by Hillary, who was one of the co-founders of Elephant Six, was in Apples and Stereo. This album definitely has some of those indie pop and lo-fi leanings. It also has some power pop elements, and it's a very, very good album, actually. Give that one a listen, a little bit off the beaten path. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's Doomsday. The song was called Living on the Roof, and it's on an EP called Empty Handed that they put out themselves, digitally only, on November 20th. Lots of things happening there, and I mean this in the best possible way. It sounds like your friend's band when you were in high school. There's lots of things happening. They haven't quite figured out all of them, but it's a really good time. Anyway, let's continue on. I've got more music here for you. This is Neutrals with Personal Computing.
I snap the pages of computer magazines. I get excited by the obsolete machines. The fun technology gives me such a thrill. I don't know why, I don't suppose I ever will. I imagine myself in your orange glow. Caress your keyboard as the cursor ebbs and flows. Hold my breath as I slip the floppy in. Personal computing, is it really such a sin? I sniff the pages of computer magazines. I get excited by the obsolete machines. The fun technology gives me such a thrill. I don't know why, I don't suppose I ever will. I imagine myself in your orange glow. Caress your keyboard as the cursor ebbs and flows. Hold my breath as I slip the floppy in. Personal computing, is it really such a sin? Oh, is it really such a sin? I'm under your control. I sniff the pages of computer magazines. I get excited by the obsolete machines. The fun technology gives me such a thrill. I don't know why, I don't suppose I ever will. Oh, I imagine myself in your orange glow. Erase your keyboard as the cursor ebbs and flows. Hold my breath as I slip the floppy in. Personal computing, is it really such a sin? Oh, is it really such a sin?
Driving, driving me nuts.
Oh man, I'm not sure what year it is, but two great post-punk tracks there. That is the band Vintage Crop. The song is called Gridlock. It's on their album Serve to Serve Again, which came out August 7th of this year on Upset the Rhythm and Zenith Records, depending on where you are at in the world. That band from Australia in Melbourne. Sounds a little like the Chats in that accent there, but also a lot like The Fall and, kind of Art Broody as well. I think there's a lot of good things happening on that album. And first time I listened through, I went, I like that song, I like that song, I like that song, and ooh, it made it difficult to pick which one I was going to play on the podcast. Before that, we heard from the Neutrals. A song is called Personal Computing. It's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that just came out on Slumberland Records, or I guess it doesn't come out until this Friday, December 4th. That band based out of Oakland, though obviously from parts not native to Oakland. I've really enjoyed all the singles that band has put out there. And certainly, it's a post-punk thing that we saw years and years ago, but they do it so well, and I loved it then, and I love it now. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into here with something new from the Snogs. This song is called Boyfriend's Dead.
Yeah. perfect pop song, the perfect pop song, the perfect pop song.
Indie pop. That was Hell in Love with the song Dead in My Head. That's on the new album Power On, which came out a couple weeks ago, November 20th, on Jigsaw Records, that band based out of Swansea in Wales. And it is a very nice Hell in Love album, a little less electronic in the past, so a little more guitar and rambunctious, and that's how I like it. It's a smart album full of self-referential sort of things, and I don't know, you're always going to enjoy Hell in Love, or you're always not, and that's just where I sit on that one. I'm a fan. Before that, we heard from All Ashore, who are probably fans as well. That song is called Perfect Pop Song, and it's on their new album, Stayin' Afloat, which also came out on Jigsaw Records on November 20th. That band based out of Sheffield, also there in the UK. And again, another really good album there that I think you can find on all the streaming platforms. See if that one works for you. I bet it will. And we started things off with a little lo-fi approach. That is the Snogs with the song Boyfriend's Dead. That is the lead track on a new cassette-only release that came out November 20th on Paisley Shirt Records, that band based out of Santa Cruz, California. And again, it is so much beat happening that it hurts, but there is no beat happening now, so it's okay that somebody else gets to be beat happening for a while. I think we should all get our turns to be beat happening at some point or the other. Anyway, I'm about out of time here, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 536. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. There's nothing on the concert calendar. No shows are happening. It looks like one venue in town is continuing to plow through despite the coronavirus, so we're going to ignore them for a while and hope that things settle down by the time their spring series opens up, because there's a lot of shows out there that I would like to see. On the website, nothing really new that you'd see, though I got to figure out how to tell you about it. I'm going through old shows finding video that was never posted, never edited, and getting things up there. And so I've been doing quite a bit of that, but it's not really showing up on the website unless you follow me on the Twitterdom. So you may have to dig a little deeper if you want to see these things from 2005 popping right back up. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up. I've got one track left for you. It's by Liturgy, based out of Brooklyn, New York. It's a post-black metal thing. I don't know. Hunter Hunt Hendrix, she's not very fond of the genre tag here. I think this is a very experimental. It's very classical, very black metal, very everything, really. The track I'm going to play here is one of the shorter ones. It's a bit more aggressive than some of the other pieces, a lot less flute, for example, but it's a nice thing to kind of disappear into. This track in particular, I think it fits well with some of the more jagged elements that you hear on the Too Much Rock podcast. So this is an important work. It's an interesting work. I'm not sure it's one that is going to appeal to everybody. So keep an open mind, give it a listen. And if you think you're intrigued by this, go stream it and see if it's something else that'll work for you. The track I'm going to play is called Sim's Lament. It is on the album Origin of the Alimonies, and that was a self-release on Hunt Hendrix's own label, YLYLCYN, and I don't know if I'm supposed to pronounce that or not, but I'm not gonna. Came out just November 20th as well. So we're going to end things here. Something a little experimental, a little interesting, a little jagged, and I like it pretty darn well. This is Liturgy, the song Sim's Lament. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.